For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, all of us have a little photographer in us one way or another, if it's with a traditional camera or with our cell phones, that we think we're professional photographer. But this year marks the 150th year of Professional Photographers of America, and they're having their convention here in Atlanta at the Georgia World Congress Center, January 20th through the 22nd. And I have the CEO, David Trust, on the line with us. And David, really all of us have a little professional or amateur photographer in us one way or another.
Oh, I think that's exactly right, Belinda. I really do. It seems like everybody we talk to has some level of interest in photography. They may not want to be a professional photographer, but lots and lots of them actually have that as a dream deep down inside. It's kind of interesting that 7 out of 10 of our members, and we represent about 50,000 professional photographers, mostly here in the U.S., about 7 out of 10 of those photographers came from some other field. So they were doctors and lawyers and came from every other, you know, walk of life. And they decided that they wanted to chase their dream of becoming a professional photographer. And as you said, I think there's a little bit of that in all of us. We love photography. We love images. It's something that just, it's a very emotional thing for most of us, I think, on one level or another. So, I think pretty much everybody has some professional photographer inside them. It might be close to the surface or it might be deep inside, but it's there usually.
Well, cameras have really transformed hugely just in my lifetime. I remember having a Kodak where you had to put the flash on and click it, and then it would burst, and then you had to turn the flash and click it, and then you had to go get
the cube.
And I love the smell of the cube when it went off. I don't know what that smell was, but then you had to take your film and get it developed, and then I had all these pictures that weren't good, but now we're in the digital age. Where you can take hundreds of thousands of pictures and then pick the ones that you really like. And that's really transformed the photography era.
Yeah, I think it has. By the way, the cube was an innovation. I don't know if you remember that part or not, but
no.
It used to be these little bulbs that sort of burnt and melted a little bit, you know,
yes.
that would pop out of the camera. And then we had the cube, and then we had the flash that was really amazing, that electronic flash that was built into all of our little Instamatic cameras.
Instamatic.
You know, my first real camera, I think, was an Olympus OMG, and it was a film camera. And it was, that was the first sort of real camera that I had. And I think that they have just continued to progress. The quality of the cameras has really just gotten off the charts. And in fact, being completely honest, the quality of the cameras has surpassed the user, in that most users don't really understand what to do, even with the camera that's in their phone, and they don't really understand how to use it. That's sort of always been the case, because being a professional photographer, for instance, what our members do is significantly different than what I do. You may be interested to know that here at Professional Photographers of America, only a few of us are professional photographers, or actually photographers. The rest of us are marketers or accountants or IT people,
okay,
or, you know, and that kind of thing. And so we are basically in the same boat with you. Now, we represent a lot of amazing photographers, and the thing that we learned was that being a great professional photographer, being a great photographer, has so much more to do with than the camera. It's not really about the camera. In fact, the camera might be the least tool that they have. But the quality of the camera, say, the nice thing is exactly what you said, and that is it keeps us engaged in photography. It's something that we love, and we can take some pretty nice photographs, right, with the cameras that we have.
I think
it's kind of interesting when you compare those.
Cell phone cameras have come so far, and they are really, really, depending on the cell phone that you have, are really, really good.
You know what? They are. They absolutely are. And they're wonderful for us, and they're great at capturing just sort of life moments, and they've come so far, and they really do a very, very nice job. You know, the cameras that are out there are really amazing. There's a difference in that. It's funny, if we're out and about and I'm with a bunch of professional photographers, I'll take a picture with mine. I'll say, hey, that's a pretty good image. And then they'll play with theirs a little bit. They'll change the settings. They'll change the way they look at the background. Just small adjustments in the way they take that photograph, and it comes out so much nicer than what I do. You know.
Yeah.
But I'm proud of the ones I have, and the cameras that we have available to us now are remarkable.
And don't you think that the cell phone cameras, and with the ability of everybody to take a really good picture with their cell phone cameras, has really ignited the photography industry?
Oh, I think we've always loved photography, right? I mean, since its very beginnings, I think we've all, it's just human. It's nature for us to, natural for us to just be interested in photography. But I think the technology that we have available to us has made us value photography even more. I think it's more a part of us, right? I mean, we take pictures of everything. My goodness, we can't sit down to lunch without taking a picture of our lunch, right?
And so is that ridiculous or what? We're taking pictures of what we're going to eat.
It's just, you know, who we are, I think, as a society. We love photographs, and we love photography, and we just can't resist, you know, putting another picture up of our dog, you know, up online, or our child or a grandchild or something. We love photography. It's just something that's inside of us. It's something emotional. It's something about the way we're wired that when we look at images of life, we're just drawn into it. We have that at our disposal.
It's like if we did not take a picture of it, it did not happen.
Exactly. Well, you know, that is sort of true. And there's a bit of a concern in the world right now. It's funny that you would bring that up, because there's sort of a concern in our society. Sociologists and technologists and others are worried that we're sort of creating this black hole of things that didn't happen because we count on everything being on our cell phone. But what folks don't realize is that we have all these digital images, and we really don't do anything with them anymore. And over a period of time, those images decay, they're lost, even if they're up in the cloud, you know, that we end up losing them. We lose so many of our images, which is the reason that as an association, we constantly are promoting the idea of printed photography.
Yes.
We need to print photography, because nobody sits down and says, I mean, we do, we'll thumb through some pictures for a minute, but, you know, when people come over to your home, sometimes they'll actually open up the photo albums, and you can spend hours looking at photo albums or looking at work on your walls, you know, pictures of your kids or your family or, you know, your wedding day on your wall. And it's important that we continue to do that, because we are sort of creating this black hole, which is kind of strange when you think about it, because you think technology would make photographs more readily available to us everywhere. But the truth is, we're actually sort of losing them. And we're losing a lot of things, you know. I mean, it used to be you could open up a box and you had a bunch of love letters. Now those are just all emails that were all lost, you know, deleted at some point.
And that kind of loses something. It doesn't have the romance.
Yeah.
It doesn't have
exactly
the romance. So the 150th year of the Professional Photographers of America is here in Atlanta. And whether you're a professional photographer or you just enjoy photography, this is something that you can attend, and there are exhibits just of photography that you can enjoy and walk around and look at.
Yeah. The name of our show is called Imaging USA. We're 150 years old. We've done this show 140 times, 140 years out of 150. Wow. We skipped a few at the centennial celebration, not the bicentennial, the centennial celebration of the United States. There, we missed a few years there, and I think we missed a few in World War One and World War Two and the Great Depression.
Understandable.
But we've done this every other year. Thank you very much. And we've done it every other year, and we've been in Atlanta several times, actually. We are headquartered in Atlanta now. We have been for 25 years. Having moved here from Chicago, where we spent a long time. But we've had this show several times in Atlanta. It's always a great show for us, and we do get a lot of people who are either, one, just interested in photography tangentially. I mean, they just enjoy photography, and they see themselves as somewhat of an aspiring photographer, whether or not they're professional. But we also have a lot of people who just love to look at images. We have a very, very large trade show, you know, so you can see kind of all the latest and greatest technology and just meander through there. That's always a lot of fun. But we also have a very large photographic exhibit, 4,000 images, a very large photographic exhibit that is just spectacular work. And honestly, I can go in there. I have work to do when I'm at Imaging USA. But I could go into the photographic exhibit and just lose a day just walking around. It's really beautiful work and a lot of fun to see.
Well, you
what
have
is,
a
actually out there.
You have a special offer for our WSB listeners if they would like to attend.
We do absolutely. Thanks to you guys. And so if you would like to attend Imaging USA, you can get an expo only pass. It basically gets you into the expo and to the trade show floor. It will also get you into our opening keynote if you want to. If you want to participate in that. But you can go to imagingusa.org/WSB. And so that's imagingusa.org/WSB. And when you get there, it'll give you the instructions. It's just a click away. You'll use WSB as the promo code when it asks for it. And then you'll be able to register for your badge. It'll send you an email. You'll get a little barcode, and you go in and scan that, and you'll get a badge there to be able to go into the expo. And it's a lot of fun. It's a great way to spend a day, or even more than that if you want, just looking at photography. And it's not always in Atlanta, so this is an opportunity that we have about once every 3 or 4 years. But it is here this year. This is our 150th anniversary, so it's going to be a big show, and certainly everybody is welcome, and thanks to WSB, we're able to extend this free pass to those who want to come.
Well, David Trust of Professional Photographers of America and this show, Imaging USA, thank you so much for joining us for Atlanta Living.
It's our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Enjoy the show. And folks, that is coming up on January the 20th through the 22nd. And I hope you take advantage of it if photography, whether professionally or amateur, is anything that you're interested in. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Welcome back to Atlanta Living. It is time for Breaking Chews. This is where we drill down on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local festivals, chefs, and restaurants. I'm here with my foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website bitesandsights.net, also a food writer for Encore Magazine. David, new year, new stuff going on in the restaurant industry?
There is. And, you know, here we are in 2019, and every year it's kind of funny about this time people start to posit on what are going to be the new trends.
Yeah.
What's going to be the hot? You remember a couple of years ago,
yeah,
quinoa was hot, and then it was kale. And so I always like to check in on this stuff. And eater.com compiled a really cool list. I have it up at belindaskelton.com, and it's every single food trend predicted to take over 2019.
I can't wait.
So they trolled, you know, Pinterest and the New York Times and Whole Foods and a bunch of the industry blogs to kind of come up with this list. So it's very long, but there was a few that I thought were very interesting that are going to be big food trends for 2019. For instance, paganism. Okay.
I don't even know what that is.
That's a cross between paleo and vegan foodstuffs. So according to Pinterest and Whole Foods and New York Times. Another predicted food trend. A lot of blogs have this. oat milk and pea milk.
Oat milk.
Oat milk and pea milk.
Milk, like so, from a pea?
That is what that means.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, these are the predicted
trends.
Wow. I'm not
sure stretching.
I'm going to get into these, but infusions such as ginger water, that is something you might start to see on menus. Gut-friendly foods. I think Dr. Joe talks about these. Fermented foods such as kombucha and kimchi. Plant-based food, a.k.a. vegan food, is another one that's predicted to be big. Faux meat snacks. So I guess fake meat snacks. Okay, fine. Frozen desserts with ingredients like avocado, hummus, tahini, coconut water. That is predicted to be a thing this year. Just keep your eyes open. African spices could be one this year. Lab-grown meat, according to Supermarket News, Fox Restaurant Concepts, and the New York Times. That is something out there. And then vegetable alternatives to grains, such as cauliflower pizza crust.
Oh, we've already seen that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to be unusual seafood, squid, cuttlefish, geoduck. So just, it is a fun list to kind of, you know, go through. I'm not sure I'm welcoming some of these trends, but, you know, then again, I wasn't really sure about quinoa. Now I eat quinoa all the time and it's great.
All right. Well, so, you heard it here first,
yes,
folks.
So you can see the extensive list. It's up at belindaskelton.com. And then you can also follow me at my handle is Bites and Sites, B-I-T-E-S, the letter N-S-I-T-E-S. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, the whole nine yards.
All right. Can't wait to see what you bring to the table next week. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
It's hard to... This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, if you want to stay close to home but have a great ski experience, you need to visit Beach Mountain, North Carolina. They have great runs and everything, the amenities that you're looking for. I have the director of marketing on the line with me. I have Talia Freeman, and she is one that takes care of the mountain, so to speak. And Talia, I recently was up there, had a great experience, had so much fun. And tell us a little bit about Beach Mountain and what it has to offer.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Well, I have worked here for over 10 years. So I think, you know, that certainly says a lot about how much I care about the place, because I've really made this, you know, my home and a career. And I think that, you know, that is obviously translated into the vision with our company and, you know, where we are, because it's just a fun place to work and a fun place to be. We're the highest ski area east of the Rockies. So our elevation
sits right at 50. Wait a minute, did you just say the highest ski area east of the Rockies?
Yep, so our elevation's like right at 5,500 feet at the peak.
Wow, that's
which a lot of people don't realize, because like yesterday I drove about 2 hours off the mountain and it was warm and completely different. And then, you know, I get back up here and it's just dumping snow. So, you know, it certainly gives us an advantage with, you know, natural snowfall and the cold weather that we need to produce snow. But, you know, in addition to skiing, we offer snowboarding and we have ice skating and tubing and year-round activities. And it's just really a true resort. Like, there's activities for the entire family and just things that, you know, something for everyone, not just the beginner skier. But, you know, if you've got a music buff or just somebody that wants to come hang out, I mean, it's really conducive to a lot of different demographics of people.
Now, I was there over a weekend, and you did have a lot of live music options. Tell us about on, I think it was a Friday night. So it's right there on the ski slopes at the bottom, if I'm not mistaken.
We do. We've got the Beach Mountain Brewing Company is located in the village of the ski resort. We actually own and operate the brewing company, so we produce beer here and a lot of events related to it. We have definitely a strong focus on family, so it's still a comfortable atmosphere for like the mom with kids or, you know, somebody in college or, you know, a single 30-something-year-old like myself. But, you know, it's a great place. And one of the things we've really capitalized on is our music scene, and we've become really well known for that. So in the Brew House, which is the small facility on Friday nights, we do a free show with, you know, usually a smaller band. And then on Saturday nights, we do a bigger band in the Tap Room and Grill, which is our large facility. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, certainly has a big draw here, and it's a lot of fun, to say
now,
the least.
Are those free to the people who attend?
A lot of our shows are free, and we do have a few that are ticketed. So, like, for example, this Saturday is free, and then next Saturday it's $15.
Okay. Now, in the visitor's guide that I picked up while I was there, I see that in February, you're having February the 22nd and the 25th, you're having a total 80s retro ski weekend. Now, this sounds hilarious. Tell me about it.
It is hilarious. I think this is our eighth annual year that we've done this. So it's, you know, grown significantly every year. I mean, it's grown from just me walking around in 80s clothes by myself awkwardly to, like, you know, thousands of people being here really embracing, you know, the weekend. And it's, I mean, you get people that, you know, obviously grew up and skied in the 80s that are here and are coming back for the nostalgia of it. And then you get, you know, people that just love the music. And we have some great bands, and it honestly, it's a hoot. It's a lot of fun, and
so,
it's just hilarious.
Like leg warmers and members-only mm-hmm. jackets and the hair.
Yeah, it is. It's hilarious. We do have an attire contest on Saturday night. I think last year we gave away $500 for the first place winner. I think last year we had close to 80 entries.
That's hysterical.
So people, I mean, it's just really creative what people come up with. And the band, you know, that we host here on Saturday, Cassette Rewind, is full of energy. And it's, you know, one of the better shows that we host this year.
Well, I bet that people pull out their 80s ski wear, like the one-piece bibs.
Mm-hmm.
Not bibs, but the one-piece, you know, total outfits and the colors that are hilarious and skiing those.
Yeah, the 2 years ago I bought one, and it was so tight that I was trying to snowboard down Shawneehaw, and I fell down, and I literally couldn't get up because my onesie was so tight. I had to have somebody come over and, like, pull me up.
You're like a fallen, you know, and I can't get up.
Since then I can fit in it a little bit better, but it was, you know, it was pretty funny. But
so Things have advanced on the bunny hills since I learned to ski. You know, I remember learning to ski with a rope toe, and mm-hmm. y'all have kind of the magic carpet. So if you have a beginner skier, we brought down one day my niece and nephew and their little baby, who is 2.5, and he thought the magic carpet is like this conveyor belt that they get on to ride to the top of the bunny hill so they can ski down. And it really was amazing how he took to that. And it really helped him with his instructor that he was using for his ski lessons, for him to really get into it and want to go back to the top and try it again.
Yeah, I mean, we put the magic carpet in about 4 years ago, so it's fairly new, and it really does ease the discomfort of, you know, trying the sport. I mean, it's just like what you see at the airport or at the mall. I mean, it's very similar. You just step on it and brings you to the top of the little beginner slope.
So it's nice to have such a high level ski resort in our, and I don't want to say in our backyard, because it's a few hours drive from Atlanta, but at least you're not having to catch a flight, so to speak, to go to the ski resort. I think it was a 5.5-hour drive from Atlanta, and you're literally at a ski resort that has how many slopes does Beach Mountain have?
We have 17 slopes, and we sit on about 100 skiable acres. So
wow, That's amazing. Yeah. And we've had such a cold and predicted to have such a cold winter that you said that you had a nice snowfall recently as yesterday, and it's going to stay cold for a while, and that just helps you make snow. And the snow blowing has gotten so scientific. At what temperature do you start blowing snow?
Well, you're looking for wet bulb temperature of about 32 degrees. And the wet bulb temperature is the combined relative humidity and temperature. So you're looking for basically like low humidity and low temperatures. And when you have that, I mean, it's really just like, you know, the same process as natural snow. We're just doing it with the machine. Because a lot of people have a misconception that it's fake snow. But it actually is real snow. We just, you know, produce it manually rather than by Mother Nature. But it puts out a nice product, and we've really invested a lot back in that over the years. So now our system is completely automated, and as soon as the temperature's right, it shuts on and pretty much monitors it. And we have a really experienced snowmaking team from, you know, really all over the world who travel here and help us with our snowmaking efforts. So it's been pretty cool to watch them in action.
Yeah, and typically, what is your average base?
Anywhere from, 40 all the way up to 90 inches.
Are you serious?
It depends on where you are on the slopes. So, some areas where it's a little bit lower, about 40 inches, and then some areas right now we're close to 100 inches. So
that is amazing. And like I said, we're predicted to have a really cold, wet winter. So that just is heaven. Talking to a marketing manager for a ski resort, isn't it, Talia?
Yeah, absolutely. There's, you know, it's funny when it starts snowing. I mean, the phones just start ringing off the hooks and the messages. And, and that's the cool thing now is our customers can really get, you know, we've got two webcams. We've got a really nice new web camera we just put at the summit, and then a base camera. But, I mean, you can sit in Atlanta and really get a firsthand glimpse of, you know, what the conditions really are like.
Oh, I was glued to that live webcam the week before I was up there because I was constantly monitoring the weather to see what it was going to be. And can you give out the phone number or address on how people can get in touch with you guys and monitor the weather so they can plan their trips to Beach Mountain?
Yeah, our website is beachmountainresort.com. On the website, there's a slope report right on the homepage and a link to the webcam. So you can see the weather, the snow report that's updated twice daily, everything you need to make sure we're very transparent with our conditions. You can also message us on Facebook or Instagram, and our phone number is 1-800-438-2093.
And you can see how many lifts are open, what slopes are open.
Yep.
And it tells you everything about the ski conditions. Thank you so much for joining us for Atlanta
Living. Yeah, you're
Living.
Welcome.
And may it keep snowing for you guys.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. I appreciate it. It was great to talk to you.
You too, Talia. Thank you so much. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, while you're at Beach Mountain, North Carolina, one of the places you have to eat is Famous Brick Oven Pizzeria. And it's right there close to the mountain and the ski resort. And one of the owners, Jimmy Accardi, is on the phone with me. And Jimmy, I had a hard day skiing, and that pizza was sure comfort food for me.
That's good to hear. No, I felt bad when I heard about your little accident.
My little skiing accident that day. Yeah, that was a hard that was a hard fall. Well, tell me about the pizzeria.
Okay, so a little backstory. Mom and Dad had an entrepreneur spirit, and they came up here in the 70s on vacation with their parents. Found a great piece of property. They were young. They were in their 20s. They had bought it together. They had built the Famous Brick Oven for what it is now. They had built it back in 1986.
Oh, wow.
So it started off, it was not famous at first, and people actually kind of made fun of my father for calling it Famous Brick Oven, but he kept at it and he kept at it. And my mom and them worked very, very hard. And about 25 years goes by, and here we are now. He's built five additions. We have the miniature golf course. We do movies under the stars, live bands. We've got 20-something arcade games, 150 different beers that you select yourself.
Got yeah, I thought that was really bar. Cool the way the coolers work, and you just go up to the cooler, pick your beer, and then you pay for it. That was really cool.
Yeah, exactly. So Dad was always ahead of his time. At first, it didn't catch on. People were like, they didn't understand the concept of you pick your own beer out. But now it's really popular with all the craft breweries going on. And just about a few years ago, me and my brother, we had graduated college, and we were still working in the family business, and we had made Dad an offer to buy the restaurant from Dad and Mom, and they took us up on it. And so now we're on to the second generation of the Famous Brick Oven Pizzeria between my brother and I.
Well, you're doing a fantastic job, and I might add, reigning air hockey champion of my group. I took them all even with a hurt leg. I am reigning champion of the air hockey table back there.
See, I told you, it's lifetime memories.
Lifetime memories are made at Famous Brick Oven Pizzeria. Well, you've got something special there, Jimmy. So when you're up at Beach Mountain, please stop in, tell Jimmy Accardi that Belinda sent you, and he'll take great care of you. Thank you so much, Jimmy, for joining us on Atlanta Living, and keep up the good work. Okay, tell your brother I said hello.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much. All right. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.